speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
What are the two sticks mentioned by Ezekiel? Do they refer to two different books? This question is posed out of, I'm assuming, the question in regard to, is Mormonism right in regard to what they present as the two sticks? The Mormon Church is the product of Joseph Smith. It is a man-made organization. And Joseph Smith, as he was growing spiritually, he came to a conclusion that the Bible had been misinterpreted. At the end of the apostolic age, he says that from that point forward in the translation of Scripture is that man was not able to accurately translate the Scripture, and therefore it was filled with all kinds of error. And he saw himself as a prophet of God whom God would use to deliver a latter-day revelation. That's why in part they call themselves Latter-day Saints. They believe that Joseph Smith received a latter-day revelation from God, and therefore they preach and teach from the Doctrine of Covenants, as well as the Pearl of Great Price, the Book of Mormon, and then they also believe that the Bible, the King James Version of the Bible, is a quote-unquote accurate translation, yet at the same time Joseph Smith did not fully assert that. Why then do they have the Book of Mormon and these Doctrine and Covenants and the Pearl of Great Price? They believe that there is indeed biblical authority for the King James Version of the Bible and also the Book of Mormon. And they use and abuse Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 15 through 20, where in the context, Ezekiel is speaking about the stick of Judah and also the stick of Joseph. According to Mormons, they believe that the stick of Judah is in reference to the Bible, and they also assert then that the stick of Joseph is in reference to the Book of Mormon. The Hebrew term, etz, as is used here in regard to stick, can be translated wood, tree, or stick. Not only here in Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 15 through 20 do we find this, but it's also used in the book of Numbers 15 and verse 12, 1 Kings chapter 17 and verse 10, 2 Kings chapter 6 and verse 6, and then again in Lamentation chapter 4 and verse 8. There are other places throughout the Old Testament Scripture where this Hebrew term is translated as wood, tree, or stick. There is another Hebrew word that is used for scroll or paper, and that is cipher. And that word is used in Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8, Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 8, Jeremiah 36 and verse 2, and Daniel chapter 2, or chapter 12 and verse 1. They are never used interchangeably. The word used for stick or wood or tree is never used in reference to scroll or paper. Also, the word that is used for scroll or paper is never used interchangeably to refer to wood, stick, or tree. God, if He had meant scroll or paper, good people, He would have used the word scroll or paper, the Hebrew word for scroll or paper, but He did not. Why? Because He was speaking in a figurative sense in regard to two nations being reunited with one another. Well, what were those two nations? He was speaking about the northern kingdom, Israel, being reunited with the southern nation, Judah. At what point were they going to be reunited? We understand, according to what the Bible teaches, is that the northern kingdom fell to Assyria in 722 B.C. They were never to be able to go back and to reorganize as a nation within themselves again. They fell, not only subject to the nation of Assyria, but they fell into other nations then, as other nations became conqueror and ruling empires. And therefore they became a product, if you would, in and amongst those other nations. Whenever the southern kingdom fell, finally, I believe it was in 587, we know then that they went captive into Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonians. They were later allowed to return back to Jerusalem for the purpose of reconstructing the temple, as well as to fortify the city with the reconstruction of the wall in and around the city. A part of the northern kingdom might have been amongst the Jews who returned in that. There's nothing suggested one way or the other about what I find in the context of the Old Testament Scripture as to if that is or is not the case. Yet at the same time, that would not constitute the reuniting of the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom. At what time then did the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom come together? In the spiritual realm. Whenever the Lord's church is established there on the day of Pentecost. And as we think in regard to this reuniting of the nations, being the Lord's church, the king under consideration as ruling over them is not literally David, but rather the one who to whom the kingdom, the one to whom the throne eventually belonged to. And that king is Jesus Christ our Lord. 2 Samuel chapter 7 and verse 12, and Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 through 5, and another passage, if you're writing them down, concerning this unification of the nations, being the Lord's church, is 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9.